Hi, this is Becky from Dystopica, and you are watching CMS TV.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Chris Aiken Presents. I am Chris Aiken. That guy over there is the entrepreneurial Eric Ferrantinos. Eric, what is going on, sir?
So much is going on, Chris. I'm so happy to be back this week to tell you all about it, sir.
All right. So what's happening, man? I know the new Facebook entrepreneurial ship is taking off. I got the reminder yesterday that I needed to fork over my dollar. So I did that, and I saw that there's a nice little collection of people that have signed up. So tell people all about it, man.
Okay, yeah. On Facebook, I was inspired because some clown tried to like make his own Eric Ferrantino special page. Right. And I was like, God, people are doing this and I'm not even doing it. Wait, what's going on here? So I had to put a stop to that guy. I'm like, well, if they're really looking for this, because I noticed people were up for his thing, I'm like, it's time I do something like this and create some content for people to consume and enjoy. So that's what I did. So this past week, I fired up the Eric Ferrantino's subscriber page, which is my subscribers. They pay $1 for the whole month to get my content, which I've been adding so much cool stuff to, and videos and funny stuff. When the band fires back up here in a few weeks, of course I'll be doing behind the scenes stuff from there as well. Sure. Thank you, Chris, for signing on. I actually feel bad about that. I was just trying to send you the last bit that I did, and had like an arrow saying I could send it to somebody, but I think that was more sending you an invite. I wasn't trying to take your money like that.
No, dude. Well, dude, if I can't afford 99 cents to support my friend Eric, then I'm a fucking loser. So, bottom line, yeah, but dude, it's a dollar. You know what? And that's what I'll say to everybody. I don't care who you are watching. Y'all can afford 99 cents. I am going to put the pressure on everybody. I'm not going to say, well, if you can afford it, blah, blah, blah. I know for a 1,000% fact that every idiot that's watching us right now wastes $1 a month. I know it. Even you.
Oh, yeah. That's the difference of buying something from one supermarket or another supermarket. You know what I mean? Those chicken breasts you bought from this place costed $2 more than the other place. Why don't you go to the place I tell you, save the $2 and give me one of those bucks? Mm. You still save the buck. And you're getting all this great entertainment.
Yeah. The $1 is extra whipped cream on your Starbucks. So deal with it and give Eric the 99 cents. If you can't pay 99 cents for, I'm going to say, 5 hours of content by the time it's all configured up in a month, mm-hmm. it'll be at least 4 or 5 hours of content. No, and I know how you are. It'll probably be more than that, but it's 20 cents an hour. Come on.
Right.
Y'all can afford it.
Yeah, they could definitely afford it. I think it's just the idea going, I'm not giving that guy my money. But they really don't know what they're going to get. They're like, well, I'm already on his Facebook. There's like 7,000 mm-hmm. people following me on my Facebook, and they're getting cool stuff on there for free. Oh, I don't like when you're over there. My goodness, come on. She's just destroying everything today, my cat, by the way. She has knocked over all my supplies of Eric Ferrantino's guitar picks have fallen over. Bindles of that. She just knocked all this, my medications, off the piano. But I'm doing cool stuff. I just came up this week with a new show idea, because I'm throwing anything out there to see what sticks. Like two weeks ago, I started a bit called Sea Glass Hunters.
Right.
I base all these things off of stuff that I enjoy watching, whether it's people looking for gold you know, or somewhere,
right?
Or people looking in thrift stores and these things. These are shows that I go to when I don't want to watch whatever woke bullshit. I'll just go things that entertain me, and those, and so right. I'm doing what entertains me. I love watching that stuff, and so I'm just kind of contributing to it also. The sea glass thing is not something everybody gets to go do, so I took my subscribers on a sea glass hunt. I like went out onto the beach. Yeah. I showed them my beach. It was right after a storm. There was all kinds of crazy stuff that washed up, and I showed them how I go about finding these pieces. I found a whole handful of sea glass, and they loved that. Then this weekend, you know, Susan and I, now that she can walk more, her knee she broke's finally, we're 4 months into it, she's can walk now. We're like, well, what are we doing this weekend? Hey, we haven't gone to the stores we like to go to in a long time. And there's one antique store in San Marcos, the Antique Village, that we always used to go to. I'm like, let's go there. And I go, you know what? I really should be filming this.
Right.
When I go. So I took my phone, and it's the first time I've ever gone into a place and filmed anything. So I maybe wasn't talking loud enough. I learned a couple things from doing my first, you know, episode. Sure. But I thought it came out pretty good. I mean, I filmed it, edited it, and put it out that same day. I probably the whole thing altogether took about 6 hours to do. And I've been getting great feedback from everybody. This video I posted has the most likes of any video I've ever posted on my Facebook in the 12 years or more I've been on there. They really dug it. So that is inspiring me to do more stuff like that. I'll probably put like every other episode on the behind the paywall or something, you know, just sure. to inspire more people to go do it. But I'm still going to put content up on my regular free Facebook. Like, you can get the introduction from there. But obviously, you know, the more edgy humor or things that might get me in trouble are going to be behind the paywall of sure. a dollar. It's nothing. But
a whole buck.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's going to increase the content on there. And I think I'm going to retain all the people that signed on. And I think this is going to become a thing, man. I'm really happy about it.
Well, because I don't know how the Facebook thing works, can you go live on just for your Facebook people?
Oh, yeah. I will be doing live stuff, and I hear that's where it's at, because then they can give you stars or something, and when they give you their stars, that could translate to money at some point. And I'm definitely not a money grubber. I mean, I've been giving everybody everything for free, but it's just the world we're living in. You know, as a recording artist, you know, we get so screwed on the streaming thing that it's just like, how do you expect us to live? I mean, I got people going, hey, when's the next Stephen Piercy record coming out? And this, it's going to come out when I have the time to do it. But up until now, I've had to work extra jobs and do all these things to do those sort of things. You have to have the time to do it, you know? So it's all seemingly coming together here. And the subscribership's building. I appreciate, Chris, all the promotion you've done for this and me and everything. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's not a big issue. I was just going to say, as far as the live thing, maybe me and you will just go live one night and just do something. We'll do 30 minutes or an hour or whatever we do. You know, we'll give them a special edition that's only available to the Ferentinos fans. How's that?
Are you reading my mind or something? Because I was totally going to hit you up about that.
Dude, I'm trying to get more into it myself. You know, I mean, for people that don't know, that don't follow CMS, we have a locals page, same basic thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a locals page there, but we don't do enough with it. We just give people one free episode like every week, you know, that if you don't watch live, you don't get.
Right.
You know, kind of the middle segment of the CMS every week is, if you watched it live, you get it. But if you didn't watch it live, you only get it if you're a local subscriber, like, you know, the middle hour. So there's like an hour of exclusive content there. But like this week on the show, we decided we're going to do, I don't know if you even know who Hannah Gadsby is. She's a horrible, horrible comedian. Like she's the worst. Like
is she any relation to the Great Gatsby?
She's as big as the Great Gatsby, that's for sure. She's a horrible lesbian trans blah 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 comedian. Okay. And she's completely unfunny. But we were talking about her on the show on Saturday, and she just put out a new special on Netflix. So we're going to do kind of a watch along with the fans of the special to see if we can find anything funny in it. And, you know, just just something fun and different, but it's only for the subscribers, you know, to give nobody's the bottom line to all this long-winded bullshit that I'm saying here is nobody's trying to get rich here. Nobody's trying to make their living doing this per se. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to supplement, you know, with some cool content. We're trying to do something cool, but cool for the harder core fans. That's how I always look at it.
It's not just that, too. I mean, just in our trying to find good entertainment, just as people that watch stuff. Oh. I know when there's podcasters I like, they make your day, like, worth living. You know, just, work's over. Hey, I can listen to my show now. Or I got my shows I work out to and these things. So it is something that makes people's lives better, you know, that in some way. I think that there's a lot of people that look forward to me and Chris on Mondays. They go, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Mondays are sucking a little less when our bros are here to talk shit and make us laugh, and they're into it, man. It's the audience is building. They're telling me about it. They like being able to contact me directly. I'm trying to keep up with that as much as I can, you know. I feel like if they're a subscriber, I'm more apt to sit there and talk to them back and forth than somebody I don't even know that's just, you know, for free just getting the stuff. But again, this just supplements the fact that I'm getting screwed from the music aspect. I really only get money when we play the concerts,
right?
And we don't really play all that much. Jeez, I'm off for like a month and a half, you know, before we go to Texas. So I'm trying to stay busy during that time. I am going to be doing a lot of writing. I'm soon to start showing my guitar playing in the videos and stuff, but I'll probably put that behind the paywall because it's like,
sure.
I'd rather give it to people that I know are fans of me, not just people that are trying to shit talk me or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I, as Chris was saying, I'm not out to get rich, but yeah, like I'm foreseeing, I would like a few thousand subscribers, you know what I mean? And then that's my new job, is entertaining them every day. And I would think once you get to that level, they're expecting you to put out at least a couple shows a week and maybe talk to them every day and get on there. And of course, that's something I would have to do. Because we become our own little like cult in a way, you know what I mean? Cult of awesome, you know what I mean? Really.
Well, I'll tell you who's the king of this. Our good friend, Ron Keel. Ron Keel is the man when it comes to working his Patreon. He's got a bunch of subscribers to his Patreon, and I guarantee you there's not one person that feels ripped off, not a single one, because he works it hard, and he does everything from, you know, exclusive concerts for his fans sometimes.
Wow.
Like he'll fire up and just do like a half hour playing or even 15 minutes or whatever. And I could see you doing the same thing, dude, in the middle of the afternoon, just saying, okay, people, I'm gonna show you Loving You's a Dirty Job on guitar. Mm-hmm. Here we go, you know,
that
or
is
whatever.
A possibility.
A new song or something, whatever.
Now you're speaking Eric's language. What I intend to do is, as I'm coming up with material for the new Piercy record, is just kind of show a little glimpse of, oh, here's this part. I'm working on this right now. What do you guys think? Like part of the riff or something. Have it on there. Like show this like behind the scenes of this as of this developing in there. Things like that. Because I'll tell you the truth, the sit here and watch me play a cover song on guitar is just so played out in every way. I'm just tired of it. It's like everybody doing that or thinking they're great because they're playing along with the track. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to do that. And the reason I don't have to do that is because you could go on YouTube and watch me playing those songs anytime you want to with Stephen Piercy live on there. And I didn't have a million times to get it right in my bedroom. You know what I mean? And I'm not playing along with the original. I'm playing the song, and if I screw it up, I screw it up, and it's live, and that's how it should be. Dangerous. That's what rock and roll is. It's dangerous. There's nothing dangerous about me sitting here and playing a cover song in my room. There's 50 million other guys you could go watch for that. I'm going to take you on sea glass hunts. I'm going to take you to my stores I go to. We're going to laugh at shit. I'm going to show you that I'm actually a good video editor, surprisingly. People are a little surprised by that. I was putting all kinds of funny effects just working with what I got. I do need to step that up. I need to get something better than iMovie to work with that has more available to me, even if I have to pay for it.
I'll cue you in on that.
Please do.
I mean, I use a program. I'll just tell it. I don't care if people know or not, because I go on the cheap, too. I mean, you can certainly go with, you know, Final Cut Pro or whatever for $1,000 or any of that nonsense. But I use a program called NCH VideoPad.
Okay.
It costs a whopping $40 a year. It's $10 a quarter they charge you.
Okay.
This shit has everything on it. It's super easy to learn because a dummy like me learned it. But, you know, and I learned it in like a day. But it has all kind. It has every effect you can possibly think of, you know, pre-scripted already. So you don't have to like learn how to do transitions or whatever. You just say, okay, I want a dissolve transition. Done. You know,
well, it's you know, so iMovie's easy. Got that too. That's pretty basic. I mean, throwing that all in there, the dissolves and going from scene to scene.
The biggest problem with iMovie, the output is so goddamn big. Oh my God. My God.
It's HD or something, or
I don't know what it is, but like you would think, I mean, I have a $5,000 Macintosh in front of me. I have whatever this thing is, the big giant 32-inch screen Mac. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a monster computer. But I don't do video on it, ever. Because if I edit an hour of the CMS, it's like 6 or 7 gig. And it takes forever to mm-hmm. upload.
Yeah.
If I go do it on my laptop, on my PC, with NCH VideoPad, that same 6-gig file is about 800 meg. Why just as that? Clear. I don't know. I have no idea. It has to do, I'm assuming it has to do with vector graphic versus pixel graphic, which I don't want to get into a tech discussion, right. But there's a squares versus circles is really how it works. Vector no, the is vector circles and probably looks the clean.
One that they use on, it just looks better.
So looks a little cleaner, but for my purpose at 1080p, I've as of yet had anybody say to me, man, the CMS looks like shit. Looks like right. you did it in the 80s, you know, because it doesn't. It looks fine. So,
and you're right, you know. Because I even this video where I go to the Antique Village is only, I edited that down to like an 11-minute video. Mm-hmm. And I went to sleep before that thing ever got uploaded to Facebook. It must have been like 3 or 4 hours for that thing to get up there, which mm-hmm. is weird. I don't really get it why that is.
It's because of the Mac. The Mac takes forever. But if you use the NCH video pad, the files will be a lot smaller. It'll load in 10 minutes instead of 3 hours or whatever. So,
and is that something that is only to be used with a PC, or do I need to buy a PC?
They have a Mac. Okay. I've never used the Mac version. I kind of try to keep this computer for shows. I really try to keep, because if I start using it for work, then it'll start slowing down. It won't work as well, you know? Right. So I do so many shows that I need a dedicated machine for shows. So
now let me ask this, because I, of course, that's a concern for me too. And now that I'm doing video, like I just started paying probably $12 a month Dropbox, just because I'm going to need to, you know, upload video to there. And now I also pay for the cloud for the Apple, which they're allegedly keeping all my shit up on a cloud, so it's not slowing my computer down. And now I've had to up that by a couple bucks. It's not a lot. It's like $3 a month or something.
Right.
But I'm assuming all this video, a lot of this stuff isn't there. It's up in the cloud until I need it. Mm-hmm. But or is it slowing all my shit down? Do I need to change?
Well, it could be. I mean, if you're saving it, like if you're going on your computer and you're saying, okay, file, save, and you save to iCloud Drive, folder name Eric, just example.
Okay, right.
Then that would be on your computer as well as on the cloud.
Oh, I see.
But then if you went to your phone, like, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
Yeah, iPhone.
iPhone. Yeah. So if you went to your phone and you went to iCloud, like to your iCloud or your files or whatever, you'll see it there. But until you push on it and then tell it to download, it does not go on your phone.
Right. It'll just have a cloud, empty cloud there.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, that works perfect. Because I do that all the time. A lot of times when I'm just not in the mood to get out of bed because it's fucking cold here, you know, I will do some video editing on my phone, and I'll do it just that way. I'll go to the iCloud folder, and I'll just download it to my phone, and then I'll jerk around with iMovie, trying to do it with one finger editing video. But
right.
It's all doable.
Well, I should maybe go back over my stuff here. I maybe don't want to get rid of it in case there is stuff that I edited out that maybe I'd want to go back and grab later. But maybe I should just put it all up on Dropbox or something. Just get it off my computer for now, for the stuff that is on there.
Yeah, because your computer or get yourself an external drive is probably the best way to go.
I have a couple of those. I do have a couple of those. Yeah, that's true. I guess that would be better.
Just plug it in when you're using it and unplug it when you're not. So that it doesn't slow down your machine while it keeps trying to talk to it. You know, mm-hmm. just when you're ready to upload something to store it, plug in your drive, store it, unplug it, done.
Yeah.
Then it's there.
You so know, I'm going to be dealing with a lot of video. That's going to be everything coming up, just as far as like looking at the monetization for my professional Facebook. But they're really balancing a lot of that on your video consumption that your fans are doing. Like they want 60,000 minutes of view time within 2 months.
Wow.
Which is a pretty tall order, you know? I mean,
that's a lot. Yeah,
I'm at like 10,000, but I, mind you, it hasn't even been a 2 full months of me experimenting with putting things up on there. But it's difficult to get people to watch videos. I know if you do a reel, the R-E-E-Ls on there, the reels on Facebook, those get way more traction. They put those out to everybody. Typically, one of the reels I'll do will get like 2,000 or 3,000 views, but I'm noticing like videos kind of stay on my page more, and it's just the people that are looking on my page at the videos. So those are more in the like the 300 to 500 views, which is going to take a long time to hit 60,000.
Well, I mean, if you wanted, I could send you the video copies of this show if you want to just put them on your page.
That would be kind of awesome. I mean, if there's a way we could somehow do that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I don't give a shit. Because unlike you, I don't give a shit about numbers. I don't care. I don't care what the numbers say on Rumble. Obviously, I don't care about YouTube at all. You know, all I care about is that people see it. I don't care where. I don't care how. I don't care how it's counted. You know, I'm fortunate enough that I've been in the business long enough that I don't have to sell publicists on me anymore. You know.
Right.
I don't have to say, well, look at my numbers. I did 5,000 views of this, so give me the interview with Steve Vai or whoever. You know, these guys all know me. They all know that I do 8 million things. They're all good with it. So, yeah, dude, I don't care. You can,
I do believe this is my own thoughts, and it's not necessarily 100% true, but I feel like YouTube's definitely hiding our views, because there's just no way they're that low. That you don't go from having like 1,300 views to under 100. No, they're not putting an accurate thing. Mm-mm. It just doesn't add up.
Well, and again, once I told you this the day it happened, I told you we would never get good views again. Because right. Once you get to strike, they're done with you. Once you cross their valuable line of, you said something we don't like, well, now you're a pariah. And, right. You know, and that's why, you know, it's just amazing to me that on YouTube we're doing, what, 100 views or whatever, whatever stupid number they're putting up there. But over on Rumble, we're doing like 1,000 views plus, you know, 300 or 400 or 500 for each individual piece that we cut up and put up later in the week. So, you know, who cares? YouTube is... Dude, I mean, not for nothing, but I made the change on YouTube for CMS starting this week, where I'm only putting up clips now, because I can't even figure out what to put on YouTube anymore.
Yeah.
Like the show we did Saturday for CMS, we do 5 segments. There's one that's pulled out for the subscribers, so at least 4 segments. I couldn't put up but one of them. Just because, and it wasn't even like it was like crazy content or anything. I mean, it was a little silly, but it was us just goofing around. But just what we were talking about will not fly on YouTube.
Right.
They'll ban it. So why do it?
Yeah.
So now it's like 5-minute clips. I'll put the 5-minute clip up there, and I'll put the link to the whole thing in the description. You want the whole thing?
There you go.
To the link. That's what we're doing.
I think overall, though, I mean, it should be said that, you know, I'm personally not out to upset people with my words. You know, I'm not trying to be this guy that's like pissing people off by just saying things that make them mad or trying to create, you know, dissension, you know, between everyone. I'm not trying to do that. I mean, if you gave me the choice, I would rather have a big party where we're all just laughing and having fun and getting you know, keep our complaints minor and more laughable. It's only been recently that they've literally outlawed certain speech. Like, you can't say this company's name of a product, and you can't. And the medical thing is really scary, where they're like, oh, medical misinformation is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, because nobody's a doctor at YouTube. You know what I mean? But anyways, that's a more recent problem. But overall, like if we had a show on regular television or something, there's things that would be expected of us of as far as a clean show or whatever. Obviously, sure. We're not on television. We don't have to have a totally clean show, but I'm not out to have the most horrendous show that's polarizing and only the Howard Sterny people like it and most people don't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, I have a happy medium. Yeah. I have that show.
There's a happy place in between there. I think we could find where we're just you know, it's more of a release for people and not something a show that upsets them with the topics.
Yeah. Well, I just don't censor myself on any level ever. I won't do it. I refuse to do it.
Right.
You know, I've been offered, I can't even tell you how many times, to go back to commercial radio because and again, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I'll say it, you know. For better or for worse, people like to watch and either love what I say or hate what I say, but they like to have their own battle in their own head or whatever against me or with me or whatever, to where I'm a compelling speaker, I guess.
Yes.
And I get offered all the time, or have been. I haven't been a little while, but I've been offered at least 25 times since I left commercial radio to come back to, hey, maybe we could do this, maybe we could do that, maybe, you know. And I've never, ever, ever considered it because I don't think I can do edited talking anymore. Could I go without swearing? Sure. But I don't think I could go with, well, I can't speak about this and I can't speak about that. Yeah. I would hate that. I hated it. Dude, it's the reason, one of the main reasons I left commercial radio was because they were editing me. Like they brought in this, we had an intern named Jeremy, good guy. I'm still friends with him. They brought in Jeremy. His whole job was to hit the dump button on things I said. That was his job. And I got to where it was like, now I'm just going to say things on purpose to see if he's paying attention. and they kept moving the goalpost every single time. You know, it was like the final straw for me was you could say douche, you could say bag, but you couldn't say douchebag. It was the dumbest thing ever. It was so dumb, you know, and I just was like, okay, douchebag, what do you, you know, you know, I was like, okay, let's play this game. Let's dump Van Halen song. Cause that's what, when you dump five times, you have to go to a song because the system has to reset.
Yeah.
So I started playing that game, but yeah,
We don't have to do that. Like, no. You know, if this was 15 years ago, you'd have to really rethink that. You know what I mean? Because there wasn't platforms for you to do what you love, you know, and the way you want to do it. But now there is. And for me, you know, it's like I can't play all their stupid games either. And I would rather have 100 people paying me a dollar than 1,000 people that are liking my stuff that aren't paying me a dollar.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm with you.
However, we have to do this, but I want it to be affordable in my case. You know what I mean? I'm just want a little token tip. Here's your dollar tip. Like you would give at Starbucks when you got your stupid Starbucks drink and you gave, ooh, what tip do you want to put on this coffee you just got? And you're like, and you feel cheap if you don't, because you know they would they made you your stupid fucking drink. And so you put the dollar on there. That's all I'm saying. Like, trust in me. I'm gonna trust you guys to do that buck, and trust in me that I'm gonna make sure you got way the hell more than your buck worth in on a monthly basis, because I love doing this stuff. So
well, make sure you do that. And I'm gonna put up one thing here real quick to make sure they should also be doing, because I've noticed the pickets have gotten less lately, and it's pissing me off.
Oh, are you talking about these?
Yes, put up let's get the Eric picks bought. What are you guys doing?
Why do you suck on guitar? It's because you're not using these.
That's right. See, I've got it too.
That's right.
I have a, let me see here. Did you hear that?
Yeah, see, they play themselves. They'll play anything.
From my brand new guitar. And see how bad it sounds? You know why it sounds so bad?
You don't know.
I haven't opened my Eric picks.
That's right. It would be perfectly in tune if you were using
those.
That's
right.
Now, that's the guitar you won recently, correct?
This is the one that I won from our friends from the whatever that charity was, the West Virginia charity.
Yes.
What was that guy's name from Guns N' Roses? He's in the Guns N' Roses tribute band.
Slash, I just don't remember his name. What names are on there? Do you know any of the names on that?
There is Pete Evick is on this, and Reb Beach, and I don't remember who the other two are.
Pete Evick has turned out to be a really good friend. I mean, I guess I always know he was a good friend to a lot of other people, but that dude's being a good friend to me now, like, which I appreciate. What a soulful guy he is. And yeah, he's serious when he says something like, hey, when I'm a fan of somebody, I'm a fan for life.
Hell yeah. You know,
and I could see how Bret Michaels would have somebody like that that he keeps around. That's just a real genuine person like that. And he's been very supportive of everything I put, even like the sea glass. And he was like, awesome. You know? And I'm sure he liked, if he watched my other video, had a lot of Star Wars stuff in it.
Sure.
So I'm sure he probably would have enjoyed seeing that too. But yeah. I love it when people want good things for you. There's a lot of musicians in the scene that I want good things for. As you've seen me talk up new bands like Bad Marriage or whoever, sure. Like, I want everybody to win. I'm not one of these assholes that just wishes bad on everybody. In music, we can all win. We can all win in this game. You don't have to be dicks to people. You know what I mean?
I agree.
We can support each other. So
it'd be nice if more musicians actually believed that, but because unfortunately there's a lot of them that don't, but whatever. I don't want to start a war here, so we won't.
No, but it's a good point. You know, real quick, I'll just say, like, I can't always speak my mind. I mean, I in life, you can't just say everything you want all the time. That'd be almost a little selfish. You know what I mean? You have to, like, show some control of your emotions, right?
Right.
And be sensible and be able to think past the minute that you're in. You know what I mean? So there's certain things that I've even told Chris, hey, I'd prefer if we just did our show based on us and we didn't base it on the band I play in, because I don't want to have that be too intertwined. You know what I mean? I'd rather whatever happens with my music career, I want this to be something separate anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I want to make it on my own. You know what I mean? And that's what we're doing, and that's what we're going to continue.
Yeah. That's it. This is not, nor has it ever been, a Stephen Piercy podcast. It's an Eric Tarantino's podcast.
No, I love. He's my brother, man. I mean,
of course,
I owe him my life. You know what I mean? And of course, I'm gonna say, hey, I just played a show or whatever. But as you can tell, I keep it pretty light. You know, because I want to talk about other shit. You know what I mean?
I have
a life outside of that band. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we're gonna keep it light with the rat talk today for sure, and we're gonna go a completely the other direction. We're gonna take a quick break, then I'm gonna come back with Tony from Sonata Arctica. We're gonna go into the prog metal world. They have a brand new release called Clear Cold Beyond. It's really good if you're into like Finnish prog metal or power metal or whatever you want to call that. You know, I'm trying to bring you guys a little taste of every kind of metal.
What are they called again?
Sonata Arctica. And they've been around for a long time.
They should call themselves Banaka. Remember that spray?
Yeah.
Banaka.
Maybe the singer needs some Banaka. Who knows? Maybe
yeah. Oh, what that brings me to another cool band name.
That
would be very extremely metal. And I'm just going to throw this out here for any metal band that wants to use this. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Sick Breath.
That's got to be the death breath. That's got to be a death metal band.
Sick Breath.
Sick Breath. Wouldn't you imagine a band called Sick Breath would definitely feature a singer that's one of those, one of those guys?
Yeah. But it's awesome, right? That's an awesome name.
It is. I like that.
You could work with that. So anybody, and you're looking for a name, you're welcome.
There you go. Well, we're not going to play some Sick Breath here. We're going to play some Sonata Arctica right now. Clear Cold Beyond is the name of the album. We are going to check in with them here in a second, and then Eric and I will be back with some more right here on Chris Akin Presents.
It's the limited edition 6-mix set from Eric Tarantino's. Get your autograph set today at ericpicks.cmspn.com. $25 includes first class shipping. I drag a float with the keys to your city. I scratch your surface down into your life. I see the signs that we're here for trouble.
We'll You see all the commercials for online gambling, but you're afraid to try them because you just don't want to lose, right? Well, play with the house's money. Right now, sign up with FanDuel at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 of free bets just for using our link. Sign up today at fanduel.cnspn.com and get $15 worth of bets on FanDuel. Be responsible and play today. FanDuel.